This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to the 2023 Otto Eldred Randy Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament. This is James Patrick coming to you from the Terror Dome in Eldred. We're going to pause for the national anthem. I'm going to go back to the station. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Hi, kids! Have you sent your letter to Santa Claus yet?
Take your letter and coloring page to Slice of the 80s in Bradford today!
After you drop it into Santa's special mailbox, listen to B107.5 at 5:15 Monday through Friday to hear us or Santa Claus read your letter on Santa's mailbag.
Santa also will select weekly coloring contest winners for great prizes from the Main Street Movie House.
Deliver your letter and coloring page to Santa's mailbox at a Slice of the 80s today!
That's on Congress Street!
And listen to Santa's mailbag at 5:15 on B107.5.
This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
Okay, good evening and welcome back to the Terror Dome. We got a little mixed up start here tonight, folks, but this is the first round of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament. Tonight, your Bradford Owls take on the Eisenhower Knights. Starting for your Bradford Owls will be Jake France, Talon Reese, Adam Ward, Warner and Chase Weinberg. Starting for the Eisenhower Knights will be Black, Bunk, Hanson, Lindemuth, and Seymour. I didn't get to speak about your Owls, but they had a tough loss the other night in at Cameron County. Lost by 2 points close to the buzzer. They're senior-led this year. All the starting five are seniors. They've been together a long time. They've played travel ball together, so there is excitement inside the Owls program this year. It'll be exciting to see what they can do. Coach Bernardi is excited, and I know that last year we had quite a bit of growing pains, but these guys are seniors now, and let's see what we can do. Looks like we're going to have the tip here momentarily. Referees are ready. Teams are lining up. Looks like Weinberg will jump for the Owls against Lindemuth for Eisenhower. And we are about to be underway. The Lady Owls were beaten earlier tonight by Portville in their first round game. Okay, Weinberg wins the tip. It goes back to Jake France. Jake France up the top of the key. Over to Weinberg down in the corner to Weinberg. Weinberg down low over to Talon Reese. Reese out to France. France drives. Pass to Weinberg. There's France for a three that's short and out of bounds off Bradford. Eisenhower ball inbounding under the basket. Okay, a little bit of pressure. Three-quarter court pressure by your Owls. Adam Ward gets a hand on it, and it's a steal for Bradford. Okay, that's one foul. That's a foul on Eisenhower. Looks like it's going to be on number 23. And we'll figure out who that is. I wasn't in my starting lineup. But Adam Ward created a foul. Oh, that's on Talon Reese. Sorry about that, folks. Errant shot there, rebounded by Warner. Owls come across the timeline. Adam Ward in the corner. Reese on the wing. Weinberg up top, out to Reese. Reese brings it across, down over to Weinberg. Man-to-man defense here by the Eisenhower Knights. Jake France in the corner, penetrates a little bit, kicks out to Weinberg. Weinberg to Reese. Adam Ward, he drives. A pass to Weinberg. And a foul. Foul on Eisenhower. That'll be on Black. That's the team's first foul. If you weren't listening the other night, there's new rules this year in Pennsylvania high school basketball. There's no longer a one-on-one. When a team gets five team fouls in a quarter, the other team will shoot two. There's a few other changes, but that's the main one. Okay. France to Warner for a long three. Off the rim and a whistle. Okay. Don't know what that was, folks, but inbound for Eisenhower. We're still scoreless with 6:32 to go in the first quarter. Owls with three-quarter pressure. Eisenhower across the timeline. There's a shot, and it's in by number 12, Bunk. Bunk makes the first basket of the game. France over to Adam Ward. France, top of the key. Down low to Weinberg. Back to France. Fake shot. Corner, Warner. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Weinberg. Up strong by Weinberg and in. Nice rebound put back there by Chase Weinberg. And there's a foul on... Well, both teams are standing out of bounds to inbound it. It's a foul on Lindemuth for Eisenhower and Bradford's ball. Okay, Adam Ward across the timeline. Over to Jake, France. And it's stolen away by Seymour for Eisenhower. Eisenhower around the outside. That's a travel on Bunk as he was going in for a drive. Bradford ball. Currently tied 2-2 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter at the 2023 Randy Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament in Otto Eldred. Brendan Warner up top. Over to Adam Ward. Back to Warner. Warner to France. Still man-to-man defense by Eisenhower. France to Talon Reese. Reese, long pass over to Warner in the corner. Back to Ward. France up top again. Good defense by Eisenhower here. France to Adam Ward. Warner all the way around. Reese drives a bit. He's stuck. He passes it out. It gets to France. France for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Reese. Reese goes up strong. And he is fouled. Nice strong rebound by Talon Reese. And he'll have two shots. That foul is on Bunk. His first foul. And the team's third. First shot is up. And it's off the back of the rim. Into the game for Eisenhower comes Mason Wonderling, number three. Second shot is up and off the mark, rebounded by Eisenhower. Eisenhower quick across the timeline. Owls in a 2-3 zone. France on the ball. Drive down the lane and a dish to an open man. That is Bunk again, who has all 4 points for the Eisenhower Knights. And they lead 4-2. Here we are with Jake France in the corner, out to Warner, over to Talon Reese, to Weinberg in the corner. Talon out on the wing. They're back in a 2-3 zone this time, and France takes a long three. Off the mark, rebounded by Bunk. Bunk out to Hansen. Hansen back to Bunk. And there's a shot that is good by Hansen. Hansen drains it, and that was a three ball. I don't have a very good angle here, folks. That was a three ball. So your Eisenhower Knights lead your Bradford Owls 7-2. We have a timeout on the court. It's a full timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back. We're underway here. The Owls have the basketball down 7-2. And Armstrong has chipped into the game for the Owls. There's Reese up top. Reese to Armstrong. Armstrong to Warner in the corner. Warner takes a shot, and it's off the mark, rebounded by Eisenhower. Across the timeline, Owls in the 2-3 zone. In the corner, it's Black. All around, Wunderling, Henson, Lindemuth. Looking for the guy down low, Black. Owls in the 2-3 zone. They're stolen. Stolen pass by Adam Ward, and he pulls it up. It's stolen back away by Eisenhower. And then there is a blocking foul on, looks like Armstrong for the Owls. Yes, Armstrong's first foul. The Owls' second team foul. Eisenhower inbounds. So on the floor for your Owls, you have Reese, Weinberg, Warner, Armstrong, and Ward. Inbounded again by Eisenhower. 7-2, Eisenhower leads. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And the Owls had the ball pinned in the corner. He got out of it. Warner, Ward, Weinberg on the defense. And a travel. Good defense by the Owls. Created a traveling. Owls will inbound under their basket. Adam Ward across the timeline. Back in a man-to-man defense for Eisenhower. There's Warner in the corner. Out to Armstrong. Top of the key, down to Weinberg. Weinberg at the foul line. Over to Talon Reese. Reese out to Warner. Warner to Adam Ward. Very good defense here. There's Armstrong with a long ball off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward to Warner. Warner misses a little one. And it's a scrum and Eisenhower is going to come away with it and a possible foul here on Talon Reese, which would be his second. Adam Ward has come out of the game, and into the game comes Jake France. Jake was out. That is Reese's second foul. They just finally put that up there. Stolen away by Weinberg, and here comes Armstrong. Armstrong to France in the corner. France with a quick move. And a pass that's stolen away by Eisenhower. Eisenhower three ball off the mark. Owls up for the rebound. Oh, Talon stepped on the end line. And it's back over to Eisenhower. Marasco's coming into the game for Reese. That's Daniel Marasco. There's another foul on France. I believe that's his first. The team's fourth, and Eisenhower inbounds. 1 minute left in the first quarter. The Owls trail 7-2. Eisenhower slowing it down a bit. Owls in the 2-3 zone. Doubling up the ball when they can with Armstrong and France up top. There's a kick to the corner and a three ball long. Rebounded by Weinberg. He comes away with it. Weinberg up to France. France down the baseline. Out to Armstrong. Back to Weinberg. And Armstrong was fouled. Owls will inbound under Eisenhower's basket. That's the fourth team foul on Eisenhower, and that is the first on Hanson. I'm on the opposite side, folks. I got to wait for those numbers. So we got Warner with the ball up at the top of the key over to France. Into the corner for Armstrong. Quick move. Nice move. Oh, Yes, and he's fouled. Very quick, nice move along the baseline by Armstrong, and he got fouled. He's going to shoot two. It's also the fifth team foul. We do only have 18 seconds left in the first quarter. First one's up and in by Armstrong. That foul's on Lindemuth. That's his second. Second free throw is up, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Eisenhower. The Owls trail 7-3. There's 15 seconds left in the first quarter. 8 seconds. Good defense by the Owls. Oh, almost stolen by France. 1 second, and errant shot at the end. So that's the end of the first quarter with your Owls trailing the Eisenhower Knights 7-3. I'll tally some stuff and be back with a little recap. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Terror Dome for the 2023 Otto Eldred Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. I'm James Patrick, coming to you live. Tonight the Owls are taking on the Eisenhower Knights. They currently trail 7-3 after the first quarter. Good defense on both sides. The Owls have only 3 points. Weinberg with two and Armstrong with one. Bunk has four and Hansen has a three ball for the Eisenhower Knights. Low scoring defensive first quarter. The Owls need to get settled in. So here we go with the second quarter. On the floor for your Owls, Armstrong, Marasco, France, Weinberg, Warner. And we'll steal by Warner. Warner brings it across the timeline. Out to Armstrong on the wing. Armstrong to France. France with a shot, and it's short. Kept alive by Weinberg, but rebounded by Eisenhower. Eisenhower, there's a three ball, and that's good. That's Hansen's second three ball. He was left open. It's 10-3, Eisenhower Knights lead. Jake France across the timeline. Armstrong gets fouled. That foul is on number 11. That is Jaden Chase for Eisenhower. His first, the team's first in the second quarter. France near half court. Over to Weinberg. Armstrong. Armstrong to Weinberg. Weinberg, nice move. Now two guys got him pinned. Weinberg's pinned. Daniel Marasco with a strong move. And it just about goes. And it's rebounded by Eisenhower. Nice strong move by Daniel Marasco that went in and out. And a travel call on Eisenhower. So Eisenhower leads 10-3 with 6:48 to go in the first half. Jake France across the timeline. Over to Weinberg. Weinberg down to Marasco. France open in the corner for a three ball off the mark. Weinberg rebounds. Takes it back up top. France and on the wing. Back to Weinberg. Or Warner. Sorry. Adam Ward. And there's a nice pass to an open Chase Weinberg underneath for a nice lay-in. Beautiful movement by the Owls basketball team. Okay, let's see if we can get something going. There's a travel on Hansen way out near half court. Referee said he traveled, so it's Owls basketball down 10-5. France inbounds to Ward. Ward across the timeline. Over to Warner. Warner to Weinberg. Weinberg to Ward. Jake France up the top of the three-point line. I can't. Oh. Forgot I was on the radio there for a second. A nice drive by France and a shot that does not go, but he is fouled. Jake's going to shoot two. That's the second team foul on Eisenhower. Jake's first shot is up and off the mark. That foul is on Black. That is his second foul. Into the game comes number 15, Geither, Derek Geither for Eisenhower. Jake's second shot is up, and it is good. France is on the board. Okay, your Owls trail 10-6, 5:42 to go in the first half. Eisenhower across the timeline into the corner, long three, and that is short, rebounded by Eisenhower, and a foul on the Owls. It's their first of the second quarter. That is on France, I believe, yes. He's shaking his head. That's his second foul. Eisenhower inbounds. Around the perimeter. Owls in a 2-3 zone. All the way around the perimeter. Second time. Back up top. Owls just staying home in the 2-3 zone. And there's down low. Couple nice passes. And a shot made by Bunk. That's his third basket of the game down low. Good ball movement by Eisenhower. A couple quick passes. Okay, we got Jake France on the wing. Out to Adam Ward up top. Daniel Marasco on the wing. There's Warner for a three ball. It's good. Brendan Warner with his first three of the game. And the Owls trail 12-9. Eisenhower down low. There's Bunk. Off the mark with a shot. Rebounded by Marasco. Marasco over to Warner. Owls across the timeline. Warner to France. Jake to Warner in the corner. He thought about a three. He's going to take that three. Warner nails it. If I remember anything from last year, folks, there was a quarter where Warner couldn't miss. So right now he's got back-to-back threes, and we have a tie ball game at 12. Pressure on the ball by your Owls. A pass down low underneath. Nice pass. And a foul by Warner. It'll be two shots for Eisenhower. Warner's first foul and the team's second in the second quarter. As I was saying, Warner was hot last year a few different times, and he couldn't be stopped. So that's back-to-back trips for three balls for him. We do have a tie game with 4 minutes to go in the half. First free throw is up, and he banked it in. I don't know if he called it, but Bunk banked it in. So Eisenhower takes a one-point lead. France comes out of the game, and Armstrong comes in for your Owls. Here's Bunk's second shot. It is off the back iron, rebounded by Weinberg. We have a one-point ball game, Bradford Owls basketball. Jefferson or Armstrong. I got a different angle than the refs, folks. And Daniel Marasco just got run over, we'll call it. He's going to be at the line for two. We have a timeout by Eisenhower. I'm really only looking to see. That's a 30-second timeout. So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the Randy Stebbins Memorial Otto Eldred Basketball Tournament. This is James Patrick with Owls Basketball. Your Owls currently trail the Eisenhower Knights 13-12. Slow start for the Owls, but they're kicking it into gear now, and we got a close ball game. Hopefully it remains tight the rest of the way. We're going to have Daniel Marasco at the line for two coming out of the timeout. Owls with a chance to tie and take the lead. First one's up and a little hard off the back iron. Second one on its way. That one's off the back iron. Rebounded by Eisenhower. So Eisenhower maintains their one-point lead in the ball. 3:39 to go in the half. Adam Ward on the defense. And there is an offensive foul on 13. Offensive foul on Seymour. Seymour's first and the team's fourth. So it'll be Owls basketball. Inbounding in front of the Owls bench. Armstrong to Warner. Warner over to Adam Ward. Ward to Warner. Warner takes a three ball. That one wasn't on the mark, folks. He rebounded by Eisenhower. And there's a foul on Daniel Marasco, his first. And the team's third. Eisenhower inbounds under the basket. Oh, a long three ball for Hansen off the mark. Fought for, and it looks like a foul on Eisenhower. It's going to be Owls basketball. That's the fifth foul. So I believe they'll be shooting two. Yes, they will be. I don't have a number there yet, folks, but there it is, number 13. That's Seymour's second foul. We're going to have Brendan Warner at the line shooting two for the Owls. What I've seen in a few games, I did a girls' game and this boys' game, the importance of free throws. The Lady Owls won the other night, but boy, if they'd hit their free throws, they really would have won. And the Owls have struggled from the line here tonight. Free throws, free throws, free throws. Looks like there's going to be lots of them this year. Oh, it's going to be Armstrong at the line. Warner was standing there. First one's up and off in and out. Into the game for Marasco comes Carter Conley. Conley, number 20. New to me. Oh, and the next one, second free throw is out of off the mark. So Eisenhower maintains the one-point lead. Oh. There was an errant pass, and Bunk was the beneficiary of a... He went after the ball and got a nice little easy layup. Three-point lead for Eisenhower. Here's Warner. Warner to Colley. Colley to Armstrong. Out to Adam Ward, top of the key. Weinberg, Adam Ward, Armstrong, Warner in the corner. He's dribbling around. Now he's at the top of the key. He takes the three from the top, and he almost got the sweet roll. And it's rebounded by Eisenhower. Long outlet pass, and a foul on Warner. Warner was down there to defend the long outlet, and he got a blocking foul. The basket was no good, so it's Black that will be shooting two free throws for Eisenhower. Eisenhower has a three-point lead currently. The first one's up and no good. Here comes another new face. Marcus Twilliger coming into the game for Weinberg. Weinberg has two fouls now. And the second free throw by Black is good. 16-12, the Eisenhower Knights lead. The Owls have went cold here. So Twilliger up top. Over to Stark is in the game as well. Jefferson, Twilliger, Colley, back out to Jefferson. He drives. There is Weinberg. Jefferson, Weinberg. Jefferson drove in and a real nice pass to Weinberg, who couldn't get it to fall. And Eisenhower comes away with a rebound. And there's an errant pass by Eisenhower. It'll be Owls basketball, trailing 16-12, 1:25 to go in the first half. Stark over to Armstrong. Colley with a shot, short, rebounded by Weinberg, and back up and in by Weinberg. Nice rebound, strong putback by Weinberg. The Owls trail by two, 1 minute to go in the first half. 2-3 zone by your Owls. Down low for Eisenhower. And a jump ball. Jump ball called. And it will be Owls basketball. Marcus Terwilliger created the jump ball, and the Owls will gain possession. Terwilliger across the timeline. To Armstrong. Armstrong, weak pass into Terwilliger. It was stolen. And then Terwilliger gets a hand on a pass, but Eisenhower maintains control. Eisenhower down low. That's Black. And a nice move by Black, and he lays it in. 18 seconds to go in the first half. Terwilliger over to Armstrong. Armstrong, no-look pass to Weinberg in the lane, but Weinberg brings it back out. Long three ball for Armstrong, and it's good. We have a one-point game, and there goes a last-second shot by Eisenhower. So, we are at the half. At the half, your Owls trail the Eisenhower Knights, 18-17. I'll tabulate some numbers and be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your teeth are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Wow.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the 2023 Randy Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament in Otto Eldred. This is James Patrick coming to you live from the Terror Dome. Currently, your Bradford Owl boys basketball team trails the Eisenhower Knights 18-17. Scoring for the Knights, Bunk is their leading scorer with 9 points. He's a big guy down low that gets some good rebounds and some nice passes. Hansen's hit 2 3 balls for Eisenhower for 6 points, and Black has got 3 points. For your Owls, two scorers with 6 points. Chase Weinberg, when they work the ball real nice and get it down low to him, he usually puts it away. Weinberg with 3 2 balls with 6 points, and Brendan Warner has 2 3 balls for 6 points. Armstrong has 4 points, and Jake France with 1 point. Not really foul trouble. Three Owls with 2 fouls. Warner, Reese, and France. As long as they don't get that third one too early, they should be okay. The Owls got off to a slow start, and then they came back and tied the game up at 12. Then they went back into a cold spell, fell down a little bit, and now they've come back to a one-point deficit, 18-17 here at the half. So, as I spoke of earlier, I'm excited about the season with all the senior leadership that they do have on the team. There's a couple players here that I'm not familiar with from last year, some seniors and juniors. Nasir Armstrong is a senior. He had quite a bit of playing time. Daniel Marasco, he wasn't a varsity last year. He's a sophomore with quite a bit of playing time. And then Carter Cawley got into the game as well. He's a junior. Wyatt Stark was in there, a senior as well. He had a little bit of time in there. So they've got seniors coming off the bench. They've got seniors starting, and they're in pretty good shape with the upperclassmen. Hopefully that'll pay off. We get into league play here in a month or so, or 3 weeks, I think it is. So I'm going to kick it back to our sponsors. Once again, your Bradford Owls trail by one to the Eisenhower Knights here in Otto Eldred. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Otto Eldred. Quick shout out to my buddy Ronnie who's listening tonight. He'll be happy that I shout out to him. The teams are back out warming up. This is a two-day tournament, and as I said, the Lady Owls fell short to Portville earlier today. So the Lady Owls will be playing tomorrow in the varsity girls consolation game. There's Frank Williams, the legend, the Owls football legend, the Owls basketball legend. Just stopped by the booth here. The girls will be playing in the consolation game at 12 noon tomorrow, and the boys will either play at 1:30 in a consolation game or at 5 o'clock in a championship game. We'll be with you here on WSB Sports for the boys' game whenever it might be. Looks like we'll have a fantastic finish here. We had a nice one the other night at the Owl's Nest. Balls are hitting me from the warm-ups here in the second half. We've got a minute and a half to go on the warm-up situation. So the Owls were very cold. I don't have the stats from the free throw line. Very cold from the free throw line. And as I said, when a team this year gets 5 fouls in a quarter, the other team will shoot 2 free throws from that point forward, which in our case, they had to have shot 10, and I would say they made 2 out of 10. So free throws are a must. Looks like we're about to get underway here. As I said, 3 of your Owls have 2 fouls, France, Reese, and Warner. Looks like 4 players on the Eisenhower team have 2 fouls. Black, Lindemuth, Seymour, and Bunk. Okay. Starting for your Owls in the second half will be Reese, Warner, Ward, France, and Weinberg, the original starting lineup. And it's the same lineup for Eisenhower as well. Black, Bunk, Hanson, Lindemuth, and Seymour. Eisenhower inbounds the ball, and we're underway in the second half. Owls trailing by 1. Seymour with the ball up top, and he takes it all the way and lays it in. Strong move by Seymour there. Drove it all the way into the lane and laid it up. Finger roll, underhand. Okay, the Owls down low to Jake France, out to Warner. Talon Reese drives, kicks it out to Adam Ward. France over to Warner. Warner drives down low. Beautiful pass to Weinberg, who lays it in. When they move the ball like that, they're pretty hard to stop. Weinberg down low. Nice little lay-in. Tough defense. And there's a charge. A charge on Bunk. A charge on Bunk drawn by Adam Ward. Good defense there by Adam Ward. That's the first foul of the second half. And that's 2 on Bunk. I thought it was 3. Weinberg in the corner to France. France with a little shot, and it's in. France with a nice little touch shot from 10 feet or so. The Owls have taken the lead, 21-20. First lead for the Owls. And there's a pass down low to Black, who lays it in. Eisenhower regains the lead, 22-21. Owls ball. France, top of the key. Over to Reese in a corner. Reese back to France. France with a little drive all the way in and puts it up, and it's off the rim. Rebounded by Reese. Back to Adam Ward. Oh, Ward misses. And it's out of bounds off of the Eisenhower Knights. The Owls will regain possession. Owls had a couple good looks there. Couldn't get it to go in the hole. So Warner up top for a long 3, and it's off the mark. And the top of the backboard. So Eisenhower regains possession. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left, third quarter. Owls trail by one. Adam Ward with a defense up top. Owls in a 2-3 zone. And no, now they've switched to man-to-man. Oh, and there's a blocking foul on Warner. That's going to be Warner's third foul. Trying to draw the charge down low. Eisenhower's going to inbound under their basket. And they get it all the way out top, out on top. Down low. Strong move by Black. Strong move by Black and lays it in. 3-point lead for Eisenhower. Jake France with the ball. Jake drives, kicks it out to Weinberg, to Adam Ward for a long shot. It's too strong. Rebounded by Eisenhower, quick down the floor. And it's their shot is missed, rebounded by Reese. Reese to Warner. Warner quick down the other end. France in the corner. And France has his pocket picked. And it goes out of bounds. France got it, his pocket picked, but the player lost control of the ball. So the Owls will have possession at midcourt. Jefferson comes, or Armstrong. What do I keep saying? Armstrong comes into the game for the Owls for Warner. Warner has those three fouls. Armstrong up top to France. Down low to Armstrong. Oh. The pass was behind him. He tried to save it, and they called a travel on Armstrong. Eisenhower is going to inbound under the Owls basket. 5:12 left to go in the third quarter. Eisenhower leads by three, 24-21. Down low to Black. Black is strong underneath. He misses the shot, though, and it's rebounded by Armstrong. Armstrong quick to the other end. Jump ball. Armstrong lost control. Two players went to the ground, and it's a jump ball. It is Bradford's possession. Adam Ward inbounds to Armstrong. Back to Ward. Ward all the way up top. Back to Armstrong. Armstrong over to France. France down low to Weinberg. Turns and shoots. And nice touch. Weinberg with about a 7-foot shot that goes. That's 10 points for Chase Weinberg. Owls on defense, man-to-man. Hansen with the ball for Eisenhower. And charge! Adam Ward again! Adam Ward with a tough defense. And another charge on Hansen. Hansen's second foul, the team's second foul. 4:16 to go in the third quarter. The Owls trail by one. Armstrong across the timeline. Oh, and an errant pass off of Adam Ward. Eisenhower ball. Here comes Eisenhower with the inbound with a 1-point lead. 4:10 to go in the third quarter from the Terror Dome. Around the perimeter for Eisenhower. And then a drive. Oh. Talon Reese, was close to a block, but they called a foul on Talon. And that's the Owls' second foul of the quarter, and that's Reese's third foul, and Lindemuth is at the line. His first shot is in. That's his first points of the game. 2-point lead for Eisenhower. Lindemuth's second shot is up, and it's off the mark. Reese with the rebound. Reese wide open for a three. Takes it off the rim. Rebounded by Weinberg. Oh, putback was short. Rebounded by Eisenhower. Eisenhower across the line. Adam Ward with the defense. Adams had a couple nice defensive charge draws. And there's out of control drive and a shot rebounded by the Owls. France down to Weinberg. Weinberg out to the corner to Reese, who shoots. It's short. Rebounded by Eisenhower. Eisenhower running to the other end to the corner. And it's... Oh, there is another foul on France. Or Reese. Another foul on Reese. That's his fourth foul. And Warner comes back into the game for Reese. Reese with four fouls with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And an errant pass by Eisenhower. Owls basketball. On the court for your Owls, France, Ward, Armstrong, Warner, Weinberg. They trail by two, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Armstrong in the corner to Weinberg to Ward. Ward tries to get it down low. It gets tipped back, and he gains control of it again. Off to Warner in the corner. Armstrong, three-point line. Adam Ward out in the corner. Armstrong around the other side. Warner back up top. Down low to Weinberg for a nice little pull-up five-footer. And he drains it, and we have a timeout. Weinberg up to 12 points. We have a tie ball game. I'm just watching to see if the players sit down. Timeout, Eisenhower. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Randy Stebbins Memorial Otto Eldred Basketball Tournament. We have a tie ball game with 2:29 to go in the third quarter. Bradford Owls against the Eisenhower Knights. Eisenhower ball coming up across the timeline. In the game, well, it's long three ball off the mark. Rebounded by... It's a scrum, and it's rebounded by Eisenhower. Almost stolen by Ward. That's a foul on... Not sure who that is, but it's on your Owls. That's the third foul. That's the fourth foul of the third quarter. 2:06 to go. That is on Warner. That's his first foul. That can't be right. And there is a foul on Eisenhower on a rebound attempt. 21. That was Weinberg's first foul, folks, earlier. Owls have the ball, tie game. France to Ward. Adam Ward, France in the corner. France dribbling around, looking for an open man. Daniel Marasco back in the game. France thought about a long three out to Weinberg, who drives a lane, and his pass is off of Eisenhower. Owls retain possession. Someone in the crowd really not happy with that call. Jake France inbounds to Weinberg, and it goes to Warner. Jake has it in the corner. And Jake traveled. Eisenhower regains possession. We have 1:20 to go in the third quarter. We have a tie ball game at 25. Eisenhower across the timeline. And Ward on the defense. There's a carry called on Eisenhower. Bradford will regain possession. 1:11 to go in a tie ball game in the third quarter. Adam Ward to Weinberg. We got France, Marasco, and Warner on the court with those two. Ward on the wing, drives in, kicks it out to Weinberg in the corner. Weinberg up top, Jake France. Jake drives the lane, Nice move. Puts up a shot and it goes. Nice move, Jake France. Jake France. Owls take a 2-point lead. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. 2-3 zone for your Owls. There's a pass stolen by Warner. Warner takes it down for a 10-foot jumper, and he drains it. That's a 4-point lead for your Bradford Owls with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tough defense here by your Owls. Long three ball for Eisenhower. Long saved by Eisenhower. An errant shot. Weinberg with a rebound. We got 11 seconds. Jake's hard, fast to the hoop, and he's fouled. Jake France will be shooting two with a 4-point lead. That foul is on number three, Wunderling. His first. Jake at the line for two. First one's up and off the mark. Owls with a 4-point lead. 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second one's up and good. 30-25, your Owls lead. 4 seconds to go. Long shot off the mark. And that's the end of the third quarter. Time runs out with your Bradford Owls leading 30-25. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the 2023 Randy Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament here in Eldred. Your Owls currently lead at the third quarter break, 30-25 over the Eisenhower Knights. Nice little run there by the Owls. Some good passing, good ball movement, some good defense. Nice quarter put together by your Bradford Owls. Okay, coming out for the fourth quarter, it's going to be Weinberg, Warner, Ward, Marasco, and France. Eisenhower with possession. Eisenhower up top, out to the point, into the corner. Back up top, drive, shot, off the rim, hard, rebounded by Weinberg. Warner brings it up, across the timeline, out to France. Looks like a 2-3 zone for Eisenhower. Down to Warner. Warner with a shot that's tipped. And Eisenhower comes away with it. And it's laid in by Wunderling. No, that's Seymour. That's his fourth point of the game. Seymour lays it in. 30-27, your Owls lead. France up top, out to Adam Ward. Back to France. France drives, lays it to Weinberg, who lays it in. I mean, real nice pass, dish. Weinberg's right there for the lay-in. That's Weinberg's 14th point tonight. And down low for Eisenhower, errant pass. And it's off of Bradford. Eisenhower maintains possession. Your Owls lead 32-27, 6:44 to go in the game. Eisenhower inbounding under their basket. They get it out up top. And almost stolen by Adam Ward. Jumper from the line, short, rebounded by France. Eisenhower has went cold, and your Owls are taking advantage of it. France dribbling around near half court. And over to Adam Ward. Ward down low to Weinberg. Weinberg down to Warner. Warner brings it back out. And they reset up top with France. France, Marasco, Warner. Ward over to France. France drives and puts it up, and it's off the rim and rebounded by Eisenhower. Eisenhower quick the other way. Three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by France. Long outlet to Adam Ward. And it is laid in. Adam Ward. His first points of the game. And a timeout. The Owls with a 7-point lead. Timeout by the Eisenhower Knights. And it is going to be a full timeout. So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the 2023 Randy Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament in Eldred. Your Owls currently have a 7-point lead with 5:43 to go in the game over the Eisenhower Knights. The Owls have stepped up their defensive pressure as well as some real nice ball movement on the offensive end. Like I said, we have 5:43 to go. Looks like we're going to have Weinberg, Ward, Warner, France, and Marasco in the game now for your Owls. Eisenhower has possession. They are going to inbound. Eisenhower across the timeline. Owls in a 2-3 zone. Eisenhower passing around the perimeter. Adam Ward with a almost steal. Adam Ward's defense is very good. Jumper from the foul line for Eisenhower, and it's good. That was Hansen. Warner with the ball. To France. Defensive. Oh, they called a double dribble on France. Eisenhower stepped up the defense that time. They're down by five. With 5:11 to go in the game. Expect them to put on more defensive pressure. Eisenhower with the ball. Top of the key. Out on the wing. Into the corner. A drive. What I thought was an extra step, but maybe that's allowed now. Rebounded by Weinberg. Owls basketball. Jake France across the timeline. Jake, over to Adam Ward. 4:42 to go. The Owls lead by five. Warner to Ward. Ward over to Reese. France from the corner for three ball. And he is fouled shooting three. Jake is going to go to the line for three. That's the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. That's on 24, his fourth foul. That's Lindemuth. Jake has been pretty much 50% from the line tonight, which is uncommon for him. I recall last year he was almost automatic. We have a player injury timeout. Eisenhower. And it looks like it's going to be a full timeout. So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Terror Dome, where your Owls lead by five. We currently, we're about to have Jake France shooting three from the free throw line. The place is really starting to fill up as the Otto Eldred girls are the next game and then followed by the Otto Eldred boys at this tournament. So here's Jake's first shot. It's off the back iron. Really nice event here in Otto Eldred that they've had for quite a while. Jake's second shot is good. Owls with a 6-point lead, 4:27 to go in the game. Jake's third is good. So it's a 7-point lead for your Bradford Owls. Eisenhower ball. Owls in a 2-3 zone. Passing around the perimeter, down low. Nice pass down low, but the shot's missed. Rebounded by Weinberg. Weinberg comes away, over to Ward in the corner. Ward takes it up top to Warner. Warner to Jake France. Jake to the foul line for Weinberg. Back out to Jake. Warner is open for a shot, and he doesn't take it. Jake, Reese, Weinberg down low. Back out to Warner. To Adam Ward. Reese. France takes the three ball, and it's short. And it is Eisenhower ball. They're going to get somebody with a foul, I think Weinberg, over the back. It is Weinberg's second foul. Good ball movement there by the Owls. Just couldn't get a shot down. There's a pass down low to Lindemuth, who puts it in for Eisenhower. They're on a full court press. And it is broken by Jake France, who is fouled. Fouled by number 2, Black. I show that as his fourth foul. 3:27 to go. Owls basketball with a 5-point lead. Warner's going to inbound backcourt for France, who's double-teamed across the timeline to Reese. Reese to France. Back to Reese. Reese back to France. France drives the lane, kicks it back out to Reese. Reese to Ward. Ward to France, who kicks it to Warner. Warner had the shot, but didn't take it. Down low to Adam Ward. Back out to Weinberg. Owls moving the ball really nice right now, all over the court. Burning up time. France down low to Weinberg, who lays it in. That was a beautiful possession. Every guy touched it probably 4 times. There's a 3 ball for Eisenhower, and it's good. It's good by Black. We have a 4-point game. Ward way down low to Weinberg. Weinberg up strong, it's blocked. And it's still, Bradford will maintain possession. Weinberg had his layup blocked. And there's a timeout by Eisenhower. 2:34 to go. Bradford leads 38-34. That's a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball. This is James Patrick coming to you from the Terror Dome. Current situation, Owls lead 38-34. Owls possession, 2:34 to go in the game. France is going to inbound. Backcourt to Adam Ward. Adam over to Reese. Reese down low to France. France, Weinberg back to Reese. Very quick, good, crisp ball movement for your Owls. France, way long pass to Weinberg in the corner. Weinberg. Warner. Warner gets it back. It was almost stolen. And Weinberg gets it down low. And dribbles it back out to Adam Ward. Real nice for your Owls. Ball movement, hustle. Adam Ward over to Jake France. France down low. Tipped away by Eisenhower. Eisenhower comes away, down by four. Three ball for Eisenhower, and it's good. And it's good. That's Black. Owls get the ball in. Pressure by Eisenhower. Warner over the timeline. There's Jake France. We have a one-point ball game. Jake takes it in and misses. And it is rebounded by Eisenhower and a foul on Chase Weinberg. Weinberg's third foul. The team's second. So, as Frank Williams would say, fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, since Frank is in the building tonight. 1 point Owls lead, minute and a half to go. Eisenhower ball. Another three ball for Eisenhower. It's off the mark. Rebounded by France. Owls with the ball. 1:17 to go with a 1 point lead. France across the timeline. Down to Weinberg, who goes out to Reese. There's a kick ball off of Eisenhower. 1:07 to go. Owls basketball with a 1 point lead. France back into the backcourt for Adam Ward. Adam Ward dribbles around across the timeline. Adam Ward goes all the way down low to Warner. Warner brings it back out to France. France dribbles around, drives down to Weinberg, who brings it back out to Adam Ward. Back to France in the corner, down low. Weinberg, 46 seconds left, and there is a foul on Eisenhower. That's Seymour, number 13. That's the third foul of the quarter. We've got 44 seconds to go, and your Owls have a one-point lead. Very good, crisp passing. They did pass up a couple open shots there. Adam Ward to the backcourt. He's trapped. He gets across the timeline. Oh, and they call a carry. Carry on Adam Ward. Eisenhower basketball. Down by one. 40 seconds to go. Little confusion on where to inbound. Eisenhower inbounds. Jake France on the ball. Long pass over to Hansen. Back up top to Black. Eisenhower moving it around the top. Down by one, 25 seconds to go. There's a charge. There's a charge taken by Chase Weinberg. He held strong in the lane and got in the run over. Owls basketball, 24 seconds to go. Timeout taken by, well, we have some confusion. That's Black's fifth foul. He fouled out of the game. Okay, Owls are going to inbound. 24 seconds to go, 1 point lead under their own under the Eisenhower basket. France into Reese. Reese across the timeline and is fouled. Fouled by number 13, Seymour. That's his fourth. And that's the fourth team foul. One more foul and the Owls will shoot two. There is a timeout taken by Eisenhower. That looks to be a full timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the Terror Dome. I'm going to reset here real quick. Your Owls with a one-point lead, 20 seconds to go, and the ball. You know, if Eisenhower is at the foul limit, so I look for Eisenhower, who just took a timeout, to foul your Owls. They have not been that great from the foul line, to be honest. So I believe Eisenhower will probably do a quick foul and put your Owls at the line. One-point lead, 20 seconds to go. And both teams staying with their coaches. On the floor for your Owls will be Weinberg, Warner, Ward, Reese, and France. Oh, because of that fifth foul, I take all that back, folks. Talon Reese is going to be at the line for two with 20 seconds to go. That's what took us to the timeout. Okay. First one's up and good. I show that as Reese's first point of the game, which is very surprising. But he's got another one here that really would... Oh, and it's off the mark. And, oh, almost stolen by the Owls. 16 seconds, two-point lead, Bradford. France on the ball. And he traveled. He traveled. The point guard bringing it up for Eisenhower traveled. Owls basketball, 11 seconds to go. Two-point lead. France is going to inbound. Long inbound to, thrown away in the backcourt. Here, oh, Jake France steals it back. Owls possession, five, and he's fouled. 4 seconds to go. Jake threw a long inbound pass away, and then he went and stole the Eisenhower pass from one player to the next and was fouled. 4 seconds to go. Two-point lead for your Owls. Jake France the line, shooting two. First one's up and good. That's a three-point lead. This next one could cement the game, folks. 4 seconds left. Couple dribbles. It's up in the air. And it's out. Oh, rebounded by Reese. And Reese is fouled with 1 second to go. Talon Reese goes up and gets the board on the missed free throw that wins the game for the Owls. There's still 1 second, and Reese is going to shoot two, but your Owls have a three-point lead with 1 second to go. Nice victory for your Owls tonight. First one's up, and good. Reese with a big rebound there to cement the game. Four-point lead, and the second one is up, and no good. And that's the game, folks. So your final score tonight is your Bradford Owls 41, the Eisenhower Knights 37. The Owls moved to 1-1 on the season. They'll play in the championship game tomorrow, 5 p.m. here at the Terror Dome. We will be with you live on WSB Sports. I'm going to tabulate some results here, and I'll be back with you. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include WR Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back for the game recap and an exciting game here. Bradford Owls won the game over the Eisenhower Knights 41-37, and they will play in the championship game of the Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament tomorrow at 5 p.m. Winner to be determined, or their opponent in tonight's game between Otto Eldred and Portville. Great overall performance by your Owls. They got off to a real slow start, and then they got things together. Some real nice defense, some great ball movement, and we'll get to that a little bit. I want to run down the points here. First, we'll start with Eisenhower. Black had 13. He led the way, and Bunk had 9. Hansen with 8. Seymour with 4, and Lindemuth with 3. Your Owls were spread across the board a little bit from everybody, led by Chase Weinberg with 16 down low. Chase was on fire today. Jake France had 9. Brendan Warner with 8. Armstrong had 4. And Talon Reese with 2. Those were two big ones at the very end. Adam Ward with 2. Couple charges drawn by Adam Ward. Some real nice defense. Chase Weinberg drew a charge toward the end of the game. So a nice solid win for your Owls tonight. It's going to be an exciting season, I hope. So once again, your Bradford Owls take the first round game 41-37 over the Eisenhower Knights. They'll be back in action tomorrow night live here on WSB at 5 p.m. The opponents to be determined. Thank you for listening. This is James Patrick, and this was Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.